Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to a round of Trump 2 here to Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We have Liz and Henry in Westlake.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You on the way to school?
Yes.
On the way to school. Were you happy that you had Monday off? Was it Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a nice surprise.
My kids both the past two nights have wished that they would be off today and yesterday. Yeah. No such luck.
There was some snow this morning. You never
know. Yeah, a little bit, but not enough to call.
Stevie, this is not helping. Stevie, no. This is not. No.
Trying to help them out.
Liz and Henry, ask Jen to leave the room. We're going to start this game.
Go ask Jen. Jen, can you please leave the room?
Yes, I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Liz and Henry.
All right. Producer Stevie stays in with me. Jen is leaving the room. The door is open. The door is now shut. Let's begin the game. Five questions, beginning with Krispy Kreme and Pop-Tarts. Introducing a collaboration. It's a Pop-Tarts Frosted Strawberry Donut. They have a Pop-Tarts Frosted Chocolatey Fudge Donut and the Brown Sugar Cinnamon Donut now available. How many Pop-Tarts are provided in one of the foil sleeves in a box of Pop-Tarts?
Two.
Let's get to question number two. Turns out Nikki Glaser, her first hosting gig for the Golden Globes will not be the last. She was rewarded with the deal bringing back her. She will be back for the next 3 years. What popular reality show did Nikki Glaser appear on in 2022?
Ooh. I don't know that one.
Oh, there's the timer. Question number three. Two popular Girl Scout cookie flavors are going to be discontinued, although available through the rest of the year. S'mores and Toastiers are going to be gone. So in honor of that, let's play a round of Crumble That Cookie. Now, this Girl Scout cookie is an indulgent brownie-inspired cookie topped with caramel-flavored cream and a hint of sea salt. Can you crumble that cookie or give me the name of that Girl Scout cookie?
Do you know that one? No, we don't know this one either.
That's all right. That's okay. Okay, so question number four. As Allegiant Air is flying a single flight from Northeast Ohio, Akron specifically, to Wisconsin for the NFL draft to give fans a chance to attend the event, your Cleveland Browns have which number pick in the first round of the NFL draft?
This is all you, bud.
I think they have a first pick. First pick of the NFL draft. Oh. Let's go with question number five. I thought it was true love. Didn't you, Stevie?
No.
J-Lo, Ben Affleck.
I don't think anyone was shocked.
They're settling their divorce and are asking a judge to finalize their breakup. What is the title of the 2012 film that was directed by Ben Affleck that won an Oscar for Best Picture?
Oh, gosh, this is hard today.
Stevie?
They're not my questions. Don't blame me.
Oh, there's the timer again. They are my questions. You're right. Now, we'll see when Jen answers the questions. First of all, we're going to find out how you did. Then Jen will answer those same five questions. That all happens in 3 minutes on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. Jen's back into the studio. Liz and Henry answered five questions a minute ago. How they do?
They got one.
One.
All right.
Correct today.
Good job.
Oh.
Questions must have been too hard.
It's Tim's fault.
Very hard today.
It's a new year.
Well, you're bringing it in the new year, huh?
Liz.
I don't know if they're too hard. I haven't heard them yet.
Hey, Liz.
Yeah.
Would you work with your ex?
No.
Of course not!
That's the smartest answer. Way smarter than us.
Let's get to question number one of the impossible questions. Please play along and see how many you've answered correctly. And DM us questions too tough. They'll just DM me now just to DM me and say that they're too tough. Yep. That's what's going to happen. As producer Stevie just smirking at me, I refuse to look at her because normally she's the one with the impossible questions with the square footage of the United States. All right. Question number one.
Please don't ask that.
Stevie's like, this small town in Montana used to be called.
She does.
Question number one. Has she or has she not asked, like, the distance between here and Houston or something?
She did ask
or
something in Vegas, yeah.
That was amazing.
That was you.
Okay. Question number one. Enough. Your mic's off. Question number one.
That was me.
This back. Liz and Henry, this backfired on me. Question number one. Krispy Kreme and Pop-Tarts. They have introduced a Pop-Tarts frosted strawberry donut, a frosted chocolatey fudge donut, and a frosted brown sugar cinnamon donut as part of a collab available at Krispy Kreme. How many Pop-Tarts are provided in the foil sleeve in a box of Pop-Tarts?
Two.
Oh, that was really difficult. Oh,
I see what you're going to do. Here.
I see what you already did. Question number two.
Please challenge me with this next one.
It turned out that Nikki Glaser's first hosting gig for the Golden Globes will be the first of several. She was rewarded with the deal bringing her back for the next 3 years. What popular reality show did Nikki Glaser appear on in 2022?
Oh, I don't know. It's a very hard question. It was The Real Housewives.
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Also, did not know that.
By the way, that's how tuned up we are with Dancing with the Stars of the West, which is really sad.
Ooh.
Question number three of the impossible questions.
Two
popular Girl Scout cookie flavors will be discontinued after this year. Bye-bye to s'mores and bye-bye to toast. Yay! Let's play a round of crumble that cookie.
Oh, boy.
Mm. This Girl Scout cookie is an indulgent brownie-inspired cookie topped with caramel-flavored cream and just a hint of sea salt. Jen, can you crumble that cookie or give me the name of that Girl Scout cookie?
No. It's Samoa.
I mean, you're not even trying. So, I mean, brownie-flavored?
What's
Samoa?
A brownie-flavored cookie
the
with Adventureful. Sea salt?
This thing slaps.
I've never had that. I've never even heard of an Adventureful, I'll be honest.
You know, I think I'm going to turn off our DMs.
This is
not going to go well for me. I think Liz and Henry were onto something. Let's get to question number four of the impossible Trump 2E questions today. DM me and let me know, please, your questions or your comments next. Allegiant Air is flying a single flight from Northeast Ohio to Wisconsin for the NFL draft to give fans a chance to attend the event. What is the distance from the Canton? The Browns have which pick in the first round of the NFL draft?
Second. I only know that because I'm sporty, Jen.
I was sweating that, Liz. She got another one wrong. This was not. Oof. All right. Question number five. I thought it was true love.
Oh, boy. Who broke up?
You know. J-Lo, her fault, and Ben Affleck have settled their divorce and are asking a judge to finalize their breakup. I guess it's done. Third time's a charm.
I'm not happy about it.
What is the title of the 2012 film directed by Ben Affleck that won the Oscar for Best Picture?
Argo.
Argo. How many of the impossible questions did Jen answer correctly? Give us these final totals, please.
Well, Liz and Henry got one. Jen got three.
Those were really hard questions, Liz and Henry. I am so sorry that you had to be put through that.
Just not our day.
It happens. It happens. But we love that you listen. We love that you play. We hope you have a great day at school. But you know what you need to say.
This is Liz and Henry, and we did not trump Tui.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites with a limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt up for grabs. Emily is in Lakewood. She's going to play this hour. Hey, Emily, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You very, very good. We're excited to play. We're excited that you are a contestant. So ask Jen to leave the room, and we'll go ahead and get started.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
Yes, I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Emily.
All right, she's leaving the room. Producer Stevie's staying in with me. She keeps track of the score. Jen is not a part of this part of the game. She is down the hallway. She does not listen to these questions. It's just you, Producer Stevie, myself, and everybody listening. You answer those questions to the best of your ability. There is a timer involved. Then we bring Jen back in, ask her the same five questions, and we will see what happens. We are all rooting for you, and we begin with question number one. So we might as well begin with Netflix. They made a big on-screen mistake in one of the most popular scenes, series in their history. So in season two of Squid Game, during a pivotal scene, fans are noticing that a cameraman was spotted in the background. We took a look. The cameraman is spotted in the background. It's amazing. Our question to you, have you seen Squid Game? Yes or no?
No, I have not. And thank you for not asking something more difficult about Squid Game.
It continues on. Stevie made a point. Well, you said you wrote these before that I misspoke.
I said most of them. The most first one them. Maybe I wrote after I saw how hard.
Yeah, 7:30 was embarrassing for me. 8:30 I don't think will be embarrassing for Producer Stevie as we continue on to question number two. And Peacock, they're testing out their adding short videos and mini games to its platform, similar to TikTok and also Instagram Reels. This might be smart because this short form video app might be getting banned soon.
TikTok.
Question number three. Valentine's Day just got a whole lot scarier. Sony Pictures just released the trailer for their newest slasher film, Heart Eyes, brought to you by the producers of Scream. Are there over or under five Scream movies released in the franchise?
Over.
Question number four. See these questions, I'm telling you, did a great job.
Thank you.
Question number four. Jamie Foxx revealed that according to his nurse, he had only a 5% chance to survive after that severe brain bleed and also a stroke back in 2023. Which famous musician did Jamie Foxx portray in the biographical film Ray?
Ray Charles.
Question number five.
Look at Stevie go.
Model Kaia Gerber and Austin Butler, well, they're done. They have ended their relationship. They were roughly together 3 years together, by the way, a source told People magazine. Now, before Austin Butler, was dating Kaia, Austin Butler was in an eight-year-long relationship with this former Disney Channel actress.
Vanessa Hudgens.
Oh, I didn't have to get the timer out for that one. Look at Emily go. Did very well. How well did she do? We will find out next. Jen's also back into the room to answer those same five questions. We are 3 minutes away from that. Continue around at Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Emily of Lakewood answered five questions a minute ago when Jen was out of the studio. She's now back into the studio. Producer Stevie, let Emily know how she did.
Emily got five.
What?
Amazing.
Five Correct. Well done, Emily. Very well done.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to ask Jen these same five questions. We're going to see if that holds up. Remember, if it happens to get to a tiebreaker, and we would get to a tiebreaker question. Well, if it is a tie, we would get to a tiebreaker question. We're getting way ahead of ourselves. We begin with question number one. We begin with Netflix making a big on-air mistake and one of the most popular series in their history. So in season two of Squid Game, during a pivotal scene, fans are noticing a cameraman was spotted in the background. And you've gone back and looked, and this is
the case. I looked at it. He's right there.
Have you seen Squid Game? Yes or no?
Yes.
Half right.
Well, it's season
one. Okay, you did. Question number two. Peacock is testing out adding short videos and mini games to its platform, similar to TikTok and Instagram Reels. This might be in part because this short form video app might be getting banned soon.
TikTok.
It is TikTok. Question number three. Valentine's Day just got a whole lot scarier. Sony Pictures just released the trailer for their newest slasher film, Heart Eyes, brought to you by the producers of Scream. Are there over or under five Scream movies released in the franchise?
Over.
It is over. Technically six. Question number four. Jamie Foxx revealed that according to his nurse, he only had a 5% chance to survive after his severe brain bleed and also stroke back in 2023. Which famous musician did Jamie Foxx portray in the biographical film Ray?
Ray Charles.
It was Ray Charles. Told you, Stevie. Questions.
Excellent question, Stevie.
Thank you. You do got to get this one, though, to avoid a tiebreaker.
Okay.
To get to a tiebreaker. Or you're not.
Or I'm done.
Wait, what happens? I'm kidding. Question number five. Model Kaia Gerber and Austin Butler, they're done. Ended their relationship after roughly 3 years together. This is according to a source that told People. Before he was dating Kaia, Austin Butler was in an 8-year-long relationship with this former Disney Channel actress.
Ooh, I don't know. Demi Lovato.
Tell her who it was, Emily.
Vanessa Hudgens.
Vanessa Hudgens. They were together forever. A final totals?
Emily 5, Jen 4.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, Emily, you did it. You trumped me. Congratulations.
All 'cause we're Disney. Love it.
Those dang Disney questions you get me every time, Stevie.
I love the Disney question.
You knew that. I didn't even have a chance to click the timer, which is right in front of me. She knew that immediately. Very well done. I mean, you can't, you know, 5 of 5. Can't do better than that. You deserve that limited edition I Trump 2E t-shirt. Wear it with pride. Send us a selfie. We would love to see that. But you have to tell everybody who you are. Tell everybody what you just did.
I'm Emily from Lakewood, and I just Trump 2E.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.